Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in
fucking
please don't play this for anybody. I don't normally do this.
Hey everybody, Thursday night and here we are. Just like every Thursday night, except instead of the normal crew, we've got the normal crew plus
a lot of alcohol.
Mr. Skullhead Jr. and Mr. Skullhead.
We always have a lot of alcohol. It's Mr. Skullhead that's new tonight. Riff, you need to start paying attention.
Riff, you need to start. I thought you were going to say I need to start drinking.
Well, that's also true, but that's been true. That's been true since I hired you.
Saved me so much trouble.
You specifically?
Well, because Riff did not drink, and because the pretentious artist and Scully only had like.
Are you going to try now and blame your current state upon Riff?
Riff and you and the pretentious artist. The pretentious artist had at least one margarita. You would think that he, Oh, he had three, he
I
says.
I don't know that he really
you,
had
you
three.
Would think that he, as a tormented artist and as a Mexican, would be especially predisposed to the sauce. The sauce in this case being tequila, specifically. Oh, he says he's going to go home to drink, right? Because he needs his wife to help him.
I feel like I finished 3/4 of a pitcher of a margarita.
Yeah, no, I think I probably did the same.
Those are some strong margaritas. They put the baby right to sleep.
Yeah, they did. Scully is here on the radio and watching his baby, which, I honestly kind of hope that at some point during the night the baby wakes up and you have to run off to soften him, is what I was going to say, but what I really meant was calm him.
With a rolling pan.
Yeah. Just because I think that would make for better radio. It would bring it home. It would make it more real. It would allow our listeners to understand what's really going on in your life.
To keep it real is my goal.
Oh, yeah, well, good. We got some receiving a text message noise polluting the airwaves. That's good.
I don't even know.
It doesn't get much realer than that.
I don't even know if that broadcast. I'll shut off
my sound. Yeah, Senor iPhone needs to turn off his shit.
That, however, reminded me to turn off the sound on my own iPhone.
I'm currently participating in the radio broadcast because of my iPhone, because I don't have a computer.
Oh, right. Are you actually reading Radio Bugbear questions on thy iPhone?
I am.
The thigh phone?
Yes.
Thigh phone.
So I was listening to the Adam Carolla podcast yesterday, and it was filled with GSM interference because somebody's cell phone was left on.
That was pretty awful.
It was. That's a frustrating thing about modern cell phones is the whole... If a cell phone operates on the GSM network, it interferes with almost every piece of recording equipment or sound equipment that is attached to a computer. A little frustrating.
Yeah.
I did, however, I bought a set of speakers for my computer at home, and I took my phone to Best Buy while I was doing it, and I sent a bunch of random text messages to Hot Stuff and waved my phone around the speakers until I found one that didn't make any noise.
Yeah.
So,
And it has continued to not make noise?
Yeah. It has not exhibited an iota of GSM interference spam noise. Let's see. I thought maybe that I had some indication as to how our sound was, but I just had a message indicating that my wife is cute and likes me a lot. That was the message that I got. Name. Did any of you guys get messages from your wives?
I got a message from your wife.
Oh. Wow. Are any of you guys assholes?
I got an echo from Riff. It's nice to harken back to the days when Riff and I would just sit in a room and just say the same shit to each other. At the same time, with the same inflection.
We got Scully in town, which has been exciting. He and I have been rocking the hookah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so if I get cancer, you'll know who to blame. I have found myself like a little coffee, not in the mocha sense, but yeah, but in the I've been inhaling a lot of smoke every night since.
Right. Do you not inhale the cigars at all?
No, not at all. I don't. And what's weird is that not inhaling cigars, I get a significantly larger portion of nicotine than actually inhaling the hookah.
Yeah,
with,
I mean,
with less harshness.
There's just more nicotine in than cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And hookah is mostly sugar, right?
I don't know. You know, there are those people who say that what you're inhaling when you smoke a hookah is just steam and not smoke, but I think those people are retarded. Because it's smoke.
Yeah, it's smoke that's made smooth enough by a water filter that you don't.
Yeah, it's like people who haven't smoked enough joints and pulled enough tubes out of bongs that they know the difference between real smoke and smoke that is filtered by water. So yeah, the hookah is like a bong for flavored cigarettes.
Yep.
had the delicious mixture of cherry and cinnamon last night.
This evening, maybe we'll go for the mint lemonade.
The mint lemon, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what that's all about. I don't know. The way that I feel now, I expect that by the end of the show, I'm going to be effectively catatonic. Do we each have a car here? Do we both have to drive home from here to a... I have the truck,
you have
right?
The truck, and I have my car.
I could ride home with you. You're in town for a week, and you're going to visit the in-laws for a weekend.
Yep. See, the sad thing is I've already been in town for almost half of the week that I'm going to be in town.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, man.
It really does.
When you're having fun and raising a kid, and boy, that kid is quiet. And I know by saying that, I've probably jinxed
it. It's asleep.
That's what you've said, at least. Yeah. It. Although he's asleep.
Yeah. I keep poking him because it's hard to see him breathe from here.
I was dark. When you went to the bathroom, I got kind of paranoid. Scully went to the bathroom while I was sitting at the table at the Mexican restaurant Los Dos Molinos, the Two Windmills. I feel like Amelie working there. Although, what's the name of the? Is it the Two Windmills? Is the cafe that Amelie works at, or is it the Red Windmill?
The Moulin
Rouge. That's the Moulin Rouge. No, I think it's. I think it is the Two Windmills. Is the name of the cafe?
Really?
That is the the setting in Amelie. Scully got up to go to the bathroom, and I was like, "Wow, fuck! If the kid died right now, that would be super awkward. I should make sure that the kid is still alive." So I was watching the kid. And I really had to pay attention to make sure that he was still breathing. But then once I became aware of the sort of movement of his breath and how to perceive it, it was alarmingly rapid.
Try doing that in the middle of the night, though.
No.
Yeah, you should have a kid.
No, I'm just going to keep rolling over and farting. That's what I do in the middle of the night.
Hmm.
We've had the kid in the house.
In the house?
In the hizzy, yeah. The kid's been off the hook. Because Scully won't let me just put the kid on the hook in a walk-in freezer and keep him out of our hair for a few hours so we can work. Yeah. So, I keep waking up in the middle of the night, but I don't attribute it to the kid being there. I'm like, I must have farted again, and finally it was so foul that good job, hot stuff.
He just why don't you
kick the kid?
But the kid is in like a little armored tank.
Yeah.
Which is also known as a car seat.
Is that a car seat? It's like a...
It's an infant carrier.
An infant carrier, I see. Like a l'enfant horrible.
Like it's not an infant itself, it just causes infancy in others.
Right. let's see. Montana Rape Cafe?
Hmm.
Oh, the Montmartre Cafe is Two Windmills. Right. The pretentious artist who is still here working diligently to make the future of asymmetric publications. He is working hard creating artwork that it is like if God decided to create art so great that he himself could not appreciate it. That is what the pretentious artist is doing here. It's fucking superhuman. But he, while he's here finishing up his day's work, he looked up for us the cafe in Montmartre where Amelie works. It's a real cafe. I saw it when I was in when I was in Gay Paris with my wife for our anniversary. We were staying in Montmartre and we saw the Two Windmills Cafe where Amelie ostensibly worked.
Bon anniversaire.
No, I wasn't there. There were two guys. I had left the hotel room. I'm sure I've told this story on the radio before, but for those of you who are new, by the way, this is a radio show about this game called Kingdom of Loathing that we frequently don't mention at all during the entire duration of the show. yeah. While I was vacationing in Montmartre, it makes me sound like a upper class if I say I was vacationing in Paris, huh? I had left the hotel to get something for my wife. I think I had gone to get a hairbrush for my wife who had
spanked your wife?
Gotten there without a hairbrush. No, you're confusing me with yourself. I don't have any sort of spanking fetishes.
That must be why I just thought that your dick was incredibly large.
Oh.
That was confusing you with me.
I see what you did there. I was wandering the streets of Montmartre looking for a place to buy something, and I think it was a hairbrush, and I saw on a street corner a tableau That's a French word, huh?
It is.
I saw two guys, and both of them were smoking cigarettes, and one of them had a beret, and one of them was holding a baguette. And I was like, I am in fucking France right now.
Did they have those horizontally black and white striped shirts?
I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, that would have made them even more French.
As French as Crapstorm? That is an old joke.
It is hard to get as French as Crapstorm. Hot Stuff must have gotten so drunk that he had to go do something that takes a long time and prevents you from being on the radio. That is a demerit. That is a demerit and a dock in pay.
Is that going on as permanent record?
Riff, you would have enjoyed the Salvador Dali Museum that
we went to.
Yeah, it was interesting. Although you probably wouldn't have enjoyed it as much as you expected to, because that's what happened to me.
Hmm. Did you know he designed the logo for those Chupa Chups lollipops?
Really?
Yes.
I always liked those.
Did you like them because of the logo or because they're delicious candy?
I liked them because they were delicious. I remember in my youth...
Plastic sticks are awesome.
They did have plastic sticks, and once you had sucked through enough of the lollipop, the air would pass through the plastic stick, and you could blow through it or suck through it. Yeah.
It really didn't matter as long as you had your mouth on it.
KMD says that levels are good and there is no buzz, and my wife says that I am quite obviously inebriated. Hot Stuff, what are you doing? Have you decided that you're too drunk to be on the radio, so you're just stumbling around the kitchen drinking water from a jug?
I'm pretty drunk.
We ought to buy for the company several jugs labeled XXX that we just drink everything out of.
Huh. Well, I thought we could just fill them with porn.
That's also a... Yeah, jug of porn. Yeah,
porn squeezings.
Pulled porn. Are you alive?
Porn chops. You're checking to see if your kid's alive?
Yeah, I just have to annoy him until he moves.
That's gotta...
He sleeps really deep in the car seat.
Yeah, that's gotta suck. Because you're constantly worried about the SIDS. It's vicious, I hear.
Yeah. I'm more worried about vicious. The Nancys, usually. You know, just the gay people who are going to come by and...
Right.
And steal my child.
Inject your kid with the queer virus. or rear it. Yeah, that was a better joke that I stomped on with my own higher volume.
Sam.
How do you do it?
Volume. All right, so here we are, and it's Thursday, and we're actually on the radio, despite what we all think, and
going nowhere fast.
Yeah, seriously, Hot Stuff has abandoned us on account of being too drunk. That's
that was great when you said, "Are you too drunk to be on the radio?" And he said, "I am pretty drunk," and just walked off.
Mr. Wise Guy says, "How do you play Riff's version of Blank White Cards, Riff?" What are the differences between your version of Blank White Cards and the versions of Blank White Cards as originally published?
Offhand, I think the only real differences are the suggestion of what the proportions are that you start of pre-created cards versus blank cards that you start with.
Oh, did he not actually have that?
I don't think so, no. And also...
His was very freeform, and you kind of turned it into a game.
I, like, codified, you know, you start with X cards and Y of them are blank, and point values and things like that.
Right.
Whereas the original version was just get some blank cards and draw stuff on them.
And it somehow evolved into some kind of truth or dare played with index cards.
Yeah, but everything that you... touch evolves.
I had nothing to do. The games that you, me, and Riff and Zeno played were beautiful.
That actually was pretty. It was actually the five of us, right? It was you and me and Hot Stuff and Riff and Xenophobe. That one game during the summit that was
Felt like love.
It did.
It really did.
It did. I put magic card power and toughnesses on cards and decided that. The Thanksgiving mix-up made all pilgrims count as turkeys.
And then you also had the Gen and Chronic that had a higher point value if there was drama in the LBC, and then your next card was the LBC Theater Company.
Right. Boy. Good times. Good times back in the day. You know, someday somebody's going to write down the story of this company, and there's going to be all of the times when everybody was happy and everybody was really excited about everything prior to now, and then there was going to be, like, the future as whatever it is that probably makes us a lot of money, but we all kind of think of as, like, the second stage, you know, after the time when we were actually enjoying what we were doing. It's like Atari after they quit smoking pot. Yeah, and what's Atari doing now? Infocom after whatever happened that turned Infocom from a bunch of stoners into a bunch of unemployed people. Yeah. With them, I think it was actual death. Mm. Although nobody... Are any of the original Infocom guys dead yet?
I don't think they are.
How you say yet.
What?
It sounds like you've got a hit out on them.
Not that I'm just aware of that inevitability.
Right.
Yeah.
They might. They may not. They may be like Enoch and Walk with God.
Sure. Or that guy in the Sandman comics who just decides he doesn't want to die, so then he appears every 8 or 10 issues.
Mm. To be like, hi, I'm not dead.
Here's hey, what's me. Going on? I totally have a shipping company.
Here's me not dead in the Victorian age.
Yeah.
I kid Neil Gaiman, but I do him. He lives in Minneapolis, so I might actually get a shot.
Wait, Neil Gaiman lives in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah. A bunch of the Renfesty types that we run with know him because he's a fan of the Renfest. And he would hire nannies for the kids from the festival crowd.
I see.
Because he, even though he has a real English accent, he wanted them to grow up with fake English accents.
Yeah, I was going to say, the women that I've been exposed to in the Renfest kind of set, they're
relatively... Yeah, ever wonder why you're banned from the Renaissance Festival? Because you keep exposing yourself to women.
They're bosomy. They could be midwives. When I imagine a midwife, I imagine one of those Renaissance Festival girls.
Mm-hmm.
I keep talking to my mom about coming to the Renaissance Festival with us, and she was like, "Oh, one of my tellers is really into that and goes every year and dresses up for it." And I'm like, "Mom, is she kind of overweight?" And my mom says, "Yeah. How did you know that?" And I'm like, "You know, it's just kind of how it works." And then, you know, everybody thinks that I'm an asshole, but then... And I'm like, oh, does she read Twilight? Because, to me, the audience of Twilight is overweight community college students. That is...
Which is sad, because it's clearly a book written for a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. Well,
and yet...
Overweight girls in community college are very similar to girls who are 14.
You know...
In some way that I'm not going to articulate right now.
Because you could really... Yeah, stop.
I'm just saying, you know. Every time we're driving to a restaurant past the community college and we see kind of a fat girl on the street, I'm like, I bet that girl reads Twilight. And then it turns out she's actually reading Twilight
at the moment.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
I say that as a joke, but it actually happened once. We walked into the smoke shop, the DJ's smoke shop down by the place. Down by the place.
The old mill stream?
Yeah, down by the old location where we all spent our time. And we walked in. There was a kind of a heavyset girl sitting behind the counter, and I'm like, I bet that girl is the kind of girl that reads Twilight. And then we got our purchases and went up to the counter, and sure enough, behind the counter, copy of Twilight that she was reading. And then Hot Stuff was a believer. Every girl that he and I see from now on that I say, I bet that girl reads Twilight, that...
He doesn't even step to you.
He doesn't.
See, I know a couple of people whose opinions on pop culture I would ordinarily respect who have read those books, and they can't tell how terribly they're written. And I just find that bizarre.
Yeah. I have said this before, but I took your advice. I picked up a copy at a bookstore, and I opened it to a random page, and it was less than a sentence before I got to something that was just laughably bad. You know, I was just joking.
But that's
about
the kind of laughably bad that takes you all the way to the bank.
I guess so.
See you guys.
Good night, artist.
Good night, artiste.
The pretentious artist is going home to his dirt-walled hovel. He's probably going to cook some tortillas, because that's what those Mexicans do. We had a conversation earlier in which I made a joke about how I was going to marry the pretentious artist and make an honest Mexican out of him, but then turns out there's no such thing as an honest Mexican. Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. You know, if there was any sort of standards body, if there was any oversight at all of what we were doing, I would have been in jail years and years ago. Because I am a politically incorrect son of a bitch.
Oh, I thought it was because you like little boys.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's your kid doing later? Are we going to go that whole, like, Penn Jillette route where we actually make jokes about having sex with your child?
Are you gonna
stop it before that happens? Because I always felt that
I'm
gonna myself
stop it if
would,
he starts
would probably
to the show.
Stop it before that happened. Yeah, yeah. He's still asleep, I think.
Yeah, he's just sleeping. He's resting up so he can be awake all night. He won't be crying all night. He'll just be lying in the little bassinet, which I've dubbed the wake up box, because if he's asleep and you put him in there, he immediately wakes up. He'll just lie there and like kick
that's
his
funny,
legs.
That's a funny parent joke, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. He'll just lie there and like kick his legs and make little noises and make sure that nobody gets any sleep. He's kind of a jerk, but you know, what can I do? He's family.
I have not encountered anyone who called his own offspring a douchebag as frequently or as vigorously as Mr. Skullhead
it's
has been.
It's become a term of
time.
Endearment.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see that. I'm glad you're doing it so that I don't have to.
Right.
One of these days I'll have a kid and I'll have to come up with some entirely novel way of looking like a jerk when I talk about my kid. Wow, you know, I'm pretty drunk, but I'm not abandoning my post the way that Hot Stuff has basically at this point definitely done. Oh no, he's still off in the wings somewhere yelling at me. Get in here and do your goddamn job. You're either on the radio now or you're not billing me for being on the radio ever again. Is what I'm saying.
He gets to bill you for being on the radio?
Apparently, in the past, he has billed me for being on the radio. Huh. That came out in a show.
What?
I consider this something that I have to do in order to get paid, which is why
sure.
never skip it, right?
I do, too.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's a serious thing. But, yeah, it wasn't until the actual hourly employee who is regularly on the radio brings it up that I thought of it in those terms.
What are you talking about?
Every once in a while, I get brought back down to earth, and I realize I'm running a fucking business here. What the fuck happened to me? I used to just like, you know, I'd go to my job and I would do my job all day, and then I would come home and I would be like, you know what? I'm gonna get drunk and not accomplish anything for the rest of the night, and that was okay. I didn't accomplish anything at my job, and I didn't accomplish anything at home, and that was fine. But now that I'm doing something that I care about, it's like I got all this pressure to actually accomplish something during the day, and then when I go home, if I fucked off at work, I'm like, wow, I really oughta, you know, be like trying to come up with good ideas or something. Like I got responsibilities. You know, used to be had a job, didn't care about. You used to have a job you didn't care about, Mr. Skullhead?
Indeed. I'm not even going to say I currently have a job that I don't care about, because
that would be pretty mean. That would make me feel really alone in the world if I felt like I was the only one who cared about this.
I care deeply about the job. That's why I'm on the radio right now. I'm lying on the floor.
I care so much that I don't want to be so bad on the radio.
You would be lying on the floor if it wasn't for a device that was holding your head up.
Dude, you would be lying on the floor if it weren't for the device that is holding your ass up.
Fair enough. But the fact that you can say the same thing as me and it's still true doesn't make what I said any less true, right? So, Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm fine. I didn't want to, like, throw up on the air. That'd be bad.
Did you actually throw up?
No. I just...
Do we have any funny stories about you being drunk?
Every time we go to Austin, we get Austin, we get and so the, drunk that nobody can talk or
the costume party at the
costume con. Party. Yeah,
that was kind of ridiculous.
Con 3, right? You spent several hours driving people back and forth from the from
parking
the,
lot
the
to the house,
parking lot to the house,
and then I was
like, "Hey, I'm done. I want 500 drinks in five minutes.
I drink 5 double strength beverages in an hour." Which is just a bad idea.
But they were like fruity girl drinks.
Yeah, but they were
kind of worse.
Double strength. Yeah, because I could not tell how strong they were.
Mr. Skilla, did you ever get drunk off of fruity girl drinks?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've had some bad nights
if
where...
If margaritas count, then yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I've had some nights where I was very, very sick off of drinking a lot of wine coolers.
Wow, really? Wine coolers?
Yeah. That shit will kill you. Well, I had some buddies who were not nearly as manly as I was, so they always insisted on having wine coolers.
Huh. I've never actually consumed one.
They're kind of like soda with some booze in
They're so sickeningly sweet, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how they... They actually have a significant amount of alcohol in them, and they make up for it by being so sweet that you don't really notice it. Like, it's a good way to... You know, I'm surprised that you're not aware of this. I'm surprised that this isn't in your bag of tricks for, like, sleeping with high school girls. It's a good way to get a high school girl to sleep with you.
I see.
Feed her a lot of wine coolers. Hey, Scully knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no.
By sleep with you, do you mean just to sort of lay there while you...
Lie there, damn it.
No, I mean,
things?
Fuck them, you homo. Right, and also, yeah, I'm gonna correct your having sex with high school girls etiquette while Scully corrects your grammar. Because that's where we
because
are.
Because high school girls find nothing hotter than good grammar.
That is true. Because they respect their teachers.
They do.
Hey, it's 9:37. Should we do some radio shows?
Oh, hey. We could.
Do you know where your children are?
It's kind of passe.
I know where mine is. It's right here.
All right. Yeah, you can make all kinds of jokes about do you know where your children are, because you actually have children.
I don't.
Mr. Skull, I have
a child.
So I was kind of among my sort of generations of my generation of cousins, right? There's really only the my grandma as the grandma, right? Uh-huh. So like my nuclear family was all on my mom's side because my dad was an only child and his mom wasn't particularly involved in his family and was much older. So my family growing up was all the descendants of my grandma and grandpa on my mom's side. And among the like first cousins that I have, I was the oldest, but I was not the first to get married and I was not the first to have a kid. There are now two of them that have kids. Mm. There have been three children born in this generation of Bud and Velma's kids without me having to have any kids. And then none of you know any of those people, so nothing interesting is going to happen as a response to me saying that. But, yeah, I got a couple cousins with some kids.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. If either of you were my mom, we could have a conversation about it. You know,
some of your younger cousins are...
Dude, if either of you were your mom, I wouldn't be on the radio right now.
Yeah, I have the one... Hot Stuff has met some of my cousins.
Yeah.
Right, the younger ones who are just text messaging all the time.
Yep.
Because they're teenage girls.
And the older ones that are kind of neat.
Have you met my older cousins?
I don't know.
Riff met Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon's got a couple of kids now. He didn't have any when we met him, but now he has two.
Oh. Huh.
Riff and I went to Germany, and we hung out with Riff's boring friend in the army and my... Fuck up friend in the army. My fuck up cousin, I guess, rather.
Fuck up cousin.
Ah, that was really funny. That was one of the most like sort of fundamental bonding moments I have ever had with my family when Riff's friend was like, are you sure you guys want to have a second beer? We have to drive later. And me and my cousin looked at each other and looked at him and just kind of laughed. Ah, that was great. Some things never change.
You and drunk driving.
Yeah, well, we're in Germany. What are they going to do? Throw you in Frankfurter jail?
Yeah, nothing is less.
No, that's the thing. The laws regarding conduct don't apply when you're in countries where they don't speak the language that you speak.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's awesome. That's why, you know, you go to Mexico and it's just like rape, 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 and then you just drive home.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I do that.
Ah, boy.
And he's going to read the he's going to listen to the show later. And he's going to be mortified, but it's going to be too late.
What, me?
No, no.
No, you overestimate my ability to be embarrassed by my own actions.
Words.
Let's read some questions from now on. So
yeah.
Somebody else. Come on. Somebody else read the questions. You guys all have access.
I know, but I'm playing.
I don't know why.
On Congregate.
You're playing what?
Nothing.
You're playing Onslaught.
I'm playing reading questions.
Oh. Yeah. Good job there.
You make an iPhone app, which is the Radio Bugbear questions.
Yeah, my Ambiolic is asking where Riff is, and says I miss Riff so badly.
Where am I?
Are you just making shit up, or are you actually reading questions?
No, I'm looking at the... No. You asked me to look at this page and read
I'm here, same as last week.
Yeah.
So, some of these we actually read last week.
I'm too drunk to read questions, so I default...
What aren't you too drunk to do?
I'm too drunk to kind of do anything useful.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Well, I kept refilling my glass. Hey,
look, it's Uncle Amplitude showing up to...
It's Ampletide. What up, Holmes?
To come visit a baby and screw everything up. Amplitude, you want to come screw some stuff up? Yeah. Amplitude doesn't really want to screw
Don't have sex with a baby. It's a bad idea.
So seriously, I have to read the questions or nobody's going to read the damn
I read
questions.
A question and you were like, that's not even a question.
Well, it wasn't a question for me. Rip, answer the question.
He did.
Read another question.
Goldass says, is it possible to pickpocket a clockwork key?
I want one.
No.
Isn't it? Why isn't it? It is.
No.
There isn't anything special about that, right?
I don't know.
I thought the clockwork key was just a 1% drop rate.
It could be.
Yep. Thanks.
The problem is
Hot
these
stuff. thanks for your help. That's... What kind of monster drops a clockwork key? Is it a gnarl? If I search for gnarly,
one of the gnomes.
No.
You know what?
I had a mouse.
You know what?
We went to the restaurant.
There is a conditional on the clockwork key. My wife is telling me to calm down.
Just calm down.
So there is a conditional on the clockwork key. I am not entirely sure what that conditional means. Let's see. If found equals true, add flag, player ID, clockwork keys, has flag, player ID, clockwork keys, plus one. Did we put in a trophy for finding clockwork keys?
There are.
All right. So
there are a trophy.
Because of the way that we did that, it is actually not possible to pickpocket clockwork keys.
So I was accurate in my drunkenness. Fuck y'all.
I believe you mean...
My wife says, background people, shut up. I think she's talking about you, Alan. I mean Amplitude, whose name isn't Alan. Yeah, you didn't say anything until just then when you said something.
You're belligerent.
Oh,
you're a mean drunk Superman.
Drunken radio. Drunken radio.
That was like the designated...
I'm on a drunken radio.
What? So there actually is some sort of hook up on the wall now.
Yeah, there is.
I ain't telling you no lie.
That's so weird.
See, I get it, Mr. Skullhead.
Hey, good.
Some of our listeners will, too.
You know what?
There's a big gash in the ceiling because that orc sword that's hanging in front of the Warcraft map, I was doing a little flourish with that orc sword and knocked a big chunk out of the plaster in the ceiling.
Huh.
Like 4 years ago.
Wow.
Still there. Haven't gotten that shit fixed.
You can fill that in with...
I'm a renegade.
Whiteout.
Do you have a suggestion for what date I should be looking at for these questions?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of looking from the beginning because we haven't... Mm-hmm. We're not really doing a very good job of getting through the questions for the last few months, I would say.
There's like a week's worth of questions.
Azu says, any narrative reason for the hand not being able to wield offhand items? Mr. Skullhead, narrative justification, go!
The hand cannot wield offhand items because it is the right hand.
It is a dominant hand.
It's not an offhand.
Yeah, there you go.
Someday we'll make a disembodied offhand.
No, we probably
won't.
And
our company will go bankrupt.
Yeah, I was going to say, we will, and we will, and we'll be really ashamed.
Zim 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 says, Dear Jake, could you please create a brain teeny drink in-game?
What?
Isn't there? I mean,
there's enough of those, like, undead booze item things.
Yeah, yeah, there are, four or five of them?
It's weird that you just assume that a brain has to do with the undead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
no,
zombies.
You were talking about the Dia de los Muertos Borracho stuff.
Right, there was that question about whether PRESSIE standard for anything. Standard.
Well,
boy.
There you have it. We answered that before.
We did.
It's in the description of the item. It says what it stands for.
Haste Bro says, add Clover Adventure in the below decks that gives the guitar. one of the Q1 things is adding some Clover Adventures and / or semi-rares.
Yeah, we'll see if that goes as well as the last attempt to add a bunch of Clover Adventures, where we said, tell us what would be good to have as a Clover Adventure in here, and nobody would.
Yeah, I remember there are a handful that we didn't do because there were a large number that we did add. Because when we decided, all right, let's add a bunch of Clover Adventures, I remember us definitely adding a bunch of Clover Adventures, but there were like 3 or 4 that you had written that I was like not sure that they weren't going to fuck everything up, so I didn't put them in. Or there was one, there was like the fruits basket thing that stepped on another joke that I didn't want to do because of that, and
wasn't a reference that you got.
The ability to
no, it's not that it wasn't a reference that I got. It was a reference that we had already made in another place, and so
the ability to not step on jokes is kind of a touchy one.
Yeah,
people think that it's somehow inappropriate for me to recycle jokes, but it's usually not out of laziness. It's just because I like the joke enough. Then
right,
yeah.
Well, sometimes
or
it is
don't
out of
remember
laziness.
That you've already made it.
Yeah. A lot of the time, it's because there's only so many ways that a snake can attack you. You know, or there's only so many ways something with fangs can attack you.
Right.
So you end up with the fangs for the...
Fangs for the memories.
Yeah. Or thank goodness there wasn't
There's only so many ways in which things can deliver a trifecta of pain. And so the trifecta of pain...
There's only so many ways in which something can have a critical hit.
Right.
So usually it's if the monster's biting you, clawing you, and stepping on you for its critical, it bites, claws, and steps on you.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of these that I there are a lot of these that got read during the last.
We went through a lot of questions on the Monday show.
Yeah,
maybe that's why the show is kind of stalling.
Caxia says, "Why can't we use diseases on other players?"
It's not that kind of game, sweetie.
Kylax says, why do you think Trophy 68 hasn't been found yet? Because people aren't indie enough. Spo says, since we can only get 3 Tempura Batter a day, can you make the non-combat stop showing up after that each day? I have now, I have changed it such that once you get the you can't make any more batter today adventure or result of a choice adventure in the vent, on a given day, that adventure will no longer show up that day.
Did you roll that out?
I did. I could not help but roll that out because that was actually built into the choice adventure logic, which, you know, we did all this work when we first bought the new servers and migrated over to the whole, like, dev server, live servers architecture to make it so things that we did on dev did not apply to the live servers until we rolled them out. And then for the last like couple years, we've been busily making everything work such that when we change it on dev, it automatically applies to the live servers so that we don't have to push it out. And that's one of those things. Betrayer says, does the wear taco turn human during rollover?
No, it turns back into a taco.
Yeah, it's actually... The wear taco is a taco that has human lycanthropy, so it's never really a human. It's just a taco, and sometimes it's a half human, half taco.
Right.
Sharpies or Sharp says, Terry the Turtle Tamer told me, have you not completed your epic weapon yet? There is no time to waste, Sharpies or Sharp. I disagree. There is plenty of time to waste. Riff, is there time to waste?
Yep. One more week than it was a moment ago.
I don't think that's what that was about.
What is it with character accounts with Sharpies involved?
Are there multiple ones?
Well, there was the, you know, the Sharpie 2 pin.
Oh, right, there was Sharpie 2 pin.
Of ancient PvP fame. Is it just that people are at their desks when they're creating characters and they're like, what do I have on my desk?
A bunch of characters named Stapler. Or a dried wad of chewing gum. Or existential despair.
Keywin says, when will the traveling trader come again?
None may know that. Oh, that's not my.
Yeah. That's a good question. Good question.
Raijanili says, fact, balloons, mummy wrappings, and especially palm fronds act effectively like currencies. The more you know. Do, 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 do.
I still can't do that. I always end up with dun 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 dun. Yeah, it's Intel inside.
Gorblack says, you know what the game is missing? A name for the gift shop Gory. I mean, a guy. Although I assume he's non-Jewish. No, the gift shop guy is a Jew. Anybody who tries to sell you anything in KOL is a Jew.
Because they're tight.
Yeah, no, anybody, any NPC that you encounter in KOL who you feel is, like, sort of money-grubbing and wants to hold on to the meat that they have, they're a Jew.
Did you ever see the
Not
movie
a gypsy?
The Believer?
I never saw the movie The Believer.
I saw her face. Yeah. And I was a believer.
It's it's about a Jew who becomes a member of the KKK, basically.
Huh. Well, that's upbeat.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's
heartwarming.
It's Ryan Gosling in his like first role. Really.
I don't know who Ryan Gosling is.
You know it. You know him from Lazy Sunday,
right? From like McAdams loves Gosling. Yeah, no, that's all I know.
Well, he goes by Ryan Goose now because he's grown up.
Oh, I thought a Gosling was a female goose.
No,
it's a baby goose.
You should take a gander at his body of work.
Oh wait, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Is that the
yeah? What's good for the goose is good for the male goose.
I see. So then, yeah, okay. Wow. I should really do my homework. Ty Rattlesnake says, Crazy Bastard Sword needs custom hit messages. Scully?
Sure. You know what's not getting custom hit messages, and I'm sorry, is the Crimbo ukulele. Because I sat for a good hour looking at the weapon spindler page for the Crimbo ukulele.
Right.
And I wrote something about tiptoeing through the tulips, and then I went, well, that's not Christmassy, but I guess it's okay. It was like, you know what?
That's, you know, a single message would work. You play the ukulele and then kick your opponent. You know, that's fine. Look, done.
The other thing is it's also a ranged weapon, right? Because all of the string instruments are ranged.
You play the ukulele and then throw a rock at your opponent. Yeah, done.
The sound from the ukulele hurts him somehow. You think this is easy? You think I just sit around on my thumb all day?
Occasional JD says, I think my mum created a meme once. Have you ever heard of the term fiddle-assing? For example, stop fiddle-assing and get around in the car. Or, no, right.
Get around in the car.
Stop fiddle-assing around and get in the car. Well, I just moved the around to a different point in the sentence. Which I do that. I do that all the time. Get around, 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 I get. Yeah, that was that Beach Boys song.
That was a travesty.
Come on, that was funny.
Maybe your pets or something.
Linguini Lad says, why was the beat dream removed from the game? The world may never know. And I mean that in terms of like the world is not allowed to ever know, not like the world might not ever find out. Reginely says, how can we make it so that people see our full terrarium in Bad Moon? We can't. Good. Right. That question contained the seeds of its own answer and the sprouts of its own answer and the fully fruited plants of its own answer. Okay. Is that important?
To find it important.
Well, like people being able to see, well, Can people... All right, so I think there is some, like, sort of exploit that allows people to see their own terrariums in Bad Moon now, right? Like, there's a trick. Do you think it's important that other people be able to see your terrarium in Bad Moon?
Important that other people not be able to see?
I mean, can't they see your
No,
the
important
terrarium?
That people be able to see it. Because I think right now, when people look at your terrarium in Bad Moon, they don't see familiars that are in, like, storage, which is where right. your familiars go while you're in Bad Moon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't see inside your version of Hank's.
I see no reason to deny that to people if they want it. Unless it's a pain in the neck to do it, in which case, screw them.
Well, I mean, how would you do it? What kind of sense does that make, you know, like...
Maybe you could have a sign on your terrarium that says Dead Familiar Storage.
Yeah.
You could draw a new picture for every familiar that's the dead version of that familiar.
Yeah, knock yourself out with that hot stuff.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Just take it and make them, like, 50% opaque.
Yeah.
That's like the ghostly version, though.
Yeah.
And Zach68 says, the Spice Ghost kind of looks like Space Ghost. What?
No!
Space what? What ghost?
What are you talking about? That is one of my most original pieces of artwork.
That's a mixing of metaphors. That's some sort of, like, horror and sci-fi combo.
Yeah, we don't do sci-fi in this game.
Horror sci-fi?
That's for the next game.
That would be the best kind of sci-fi. I'm sorry, this is Hot Stuff was talking about horror sci-fi.
Horse?
Horror was
horse
what I heard.
Sci-fi?
But I think he meant horror.
Horror.
Well, how would you say horror?
How would I say horror?
Horror.
I don't say it like that.
Are you saying I am an error?
Error.
Linguini Lad says, I thought that concoction of clumsiness is supposed to make your enemies clumsy when attacking you.
Nope. Well,
you thought wrong. Casey Wiederman says, how about a /examine chat command, which returns an item /skill/effect description? For example, /examine loose teeth would return, this is a handful of human teeth, they appear, ...
They appear?
Poof. No, I had talked about the /examine for an item that you had in inventory popping up the description of that item as a check command, because I feel like that would literally take like 5 minutes to implement and then would just exist for anybody who wanted it. Hey, it's a crying baby.
Nice.
No, some titty juice. Wow, that's
boob juice. Yes,
I never want to see a breast ever again.
I got some awesome...
You really need to nurse in front of Jick before we go home, honey.
Grapefruits.
No.
You really need to... You really need to nurse Jick before we go home.
Oh, God. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can still lactate. You want to see...
Hey, Hot Stuff, remember when you did that really, really tasteful poster for the breast cancer awareness thing? And then they were all like, fuck you, we want something juvenile. Yeah. That's a story that Hot Stuff will eventually be sober enough to tell us on a future radio show.
I drank...
There were margaritas.
Margaritas. I drank a margaritas. Like a pitcher.
Rydette42 says, the manga dungeon idea from the Thursday show is great. Any chance we might actually see it? I don't remember what our idea was for the manga dungeon.
People drunk and turning into pandas.
Oh, yeah. That's
people turn into pandas and or tiny girls in the bodies of pandas.
Yeah. In the bodies of robots and pandas. Panda robots.
I don't think we want a panda to our player base.
Oh, we should plug Panda Magazine. Everyone should buy Panda Magazine.
I agree.
Because Foggy rules.
Yeah. Double rule. Oh, God. I'm being kicked in the stomach. That's just not cool. Like a drunk dude being kicked in the stomach.
I think you're mistaken and that it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, no, that seems pretty cool to me. Right at 42 says, stainless steel, brimstone, and plexiglass outfits /tattoos. Yeah, get on that, Hot Stuff.
Oh, please.
Oh, right, you're waiting for me.
Yeah, they are done. It's tattoos, dude.
Oh, right, you did all the
outfits.
Yeah.
We've just been out.
It must be rough. As somebody who works for me, to just do, like, hours and hours of work, and then years and years pass before it sees the light of day. That's got to be exciting for everybody.
How's that mysticality sign quest?
Oh, it rules. No, it's awesome.
And that other quest that isn't even you've like handed off at this point.
Yeah, you passed the buck on that one.
Yeah, I still gotta draw the arts before that's gonna become real. Yeah.
On the whiteboard.
Welcome to Asymmetric. All right, we're gonna take a break on account of I have to drain my main vein. Yeah, well, I can pee outside
the box.
Yeah.
Well, thank God. Right.
Yeah.
The box thanks you.
All right. We'll see you in 11 minutes and 14 seconds.
What doing when that fat boy's tripping?
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. About now. About now. About now.
Right about now. check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out.
Admire your commitment to that fade out, man.
What?
No matter how annoying that got, no matter how gut-churningly obnoxious that was, you were sticking with it.
Hey, you should bring your baby on the air to scream for a while, because that would be less annoying. Sometimes I listen to Fatboy Slim, but sometimes you're hanging out and you got a baby that's all like, wah, 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 I want to suck on some boobs, wah, yeah, wah.
But at least he changes it up every now and again. If he just sat there and went,
That kid is really going apeshit.
Yeah, he's not happy about something.
He's all red, too.
His he turns bright red when he cries. It's really funny.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
He's hilarious.
I really hope
that he can't perceive the way that we're just laughing hysterically at him a lot of the time when he's crying. Because we know that there's nothing really wrong with him, so it's you don't have to be concerned about it. So it's just kind of hilarious, the faces that he makes and stuff.
Right. Hot Stuff is taking another powder. Fucking drunk bastard. All right, so we got that question. No NM says, unused content vectors like the pantsless trophy just not tickling your fancy anymore? It has been years since I was drunk enough to do something like the pantsless trophy.
It has been years since I had to yell at people for caring about the pantsless trophy.
Ziltang says, the wiki hasn't figured out the level 10 abilities for any of the Postaments or Ghost Summons. Do they actually have them? Yeah, I was looking at that. One of them, there was a typo that was actually causing the level 10 ability to trigger at level 5. Hmm. One of them, people just hadn't noticed the level 10 ability, and one of them, people had not noticed the level 10 ability. We've been paying attention to it. We actually have a large number of additional Postaments or summons basically conceived of and written. I just have to rock that shit from a code perspective. And Scully has to rock that shit from a chode perspective.
Well, it is the end of my chode. Call me Chenny.
It's the end of my chode, call me Chunny.
Yep. That is a,
and I feel that fine. Is
one of the innest jokes.
Yep.
Catatonic Monkey says, how about changing the name of the Chester's Mustache to Chester's Molestache? I mean, clearly that would be more appropriate. Molestache isn't a thing.
Plus we yeah. We're already walking a thin line there. Plus to me that looks like Molestache.
Right. Chemistron says, somebody should add reminder, colon, work on the Nemesis quest to Riff's quest notes. What do you think about that, Riff?
I think that's another week.
Severus says, have you ever heard of the game Spelunky? It's a kind of like a roguelike and a platformer made babies. I saw one of the babies. The baby looked like, or the baby looked at me. yes, in any case, it's quite a good game. Yeah, was Spelunky made by the same people that made Triangle Wizard? I feel like that might be the case, and I'm playing some Triangle Wizard. yeah, so maybe Spelunky is good. I don't know. The Amazing Rando says, hey, Jenkin Company, just saw you twatted about the new Adam Carolla podcast. Were any of you fans of his now sadly defunct morning show? P.S. Thanks for plugging the podcast. I honestly was not that much of a fan of his morning show. I was a big fan of him on Loveline, and have spent countless hours listening to Loveline, both live back on the day when he was on it, and in recorded MP3s since then. I'm pretty excited about the podcast. Hmm. The station on which the Adam Carolla show aired, like, cut all their talk shows and switched to, like, a top 40 format, and so he basically got canceled, but, like, is getting paid for the rest of the year, the same number of millions of dollars that they were paying him before. So he's just doing a podcast and hanging out, talking to everybody. The day two podcast where he was on with Dr. Drew was pretty awesome. Hot Stuff, have you listened to that podcast yet?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
You listened to the day two podcast? Wasn't it weird hearing Dr. Drew say fuck?
It was, well, I mean, I do not have the sort of years long sort of connection with
relationship with Loveline
that you do. I've listened to, you know, two or three dozen Lovelines or whatever in my life, and they've all been, you know, interesting or whatever, but I don't have the same sort of, like, I don't know, intuitive connection or whatever.
Well,
you do,
it's just a familiarity.
The familiarity,
that's the thing.
The idea of not being able to swear, I don't think I would survive on commercial radio, because I would just screw up all the time.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Because I was worried when I was on that Tech TV interview that I was just going to be like, yeah, fucking fuck balls, cock, fuck bullshit. You're right, Alex.
That was back host of Tech TV.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
What is cock and balls, Alex?
Was it live or recorded?
What, on Tech TV?
Yeah.
It was fucking live.
Really?
Yeah, that's why it was so... That's why I did such a terrible job. We were talking about this. Yeah, I'm like that guy who played football once in high school. No, that's all I ever talk about. All I ever talk about is that time I was on Tech TV and all of the things that were wrong with it and not me.
Why did
you
should not
talk about it as the, like, crowning achievement of your life.
Yeah. That, no, this show
that would be really depressing, man.
Why did it have to be live, though?
I don't know. It didn't have to be. Nothing has to be live.
Well, no, I mean, you know, events.
I would argue that Ed Kowalczyk's band has to be live.
Okay, fine. You know, when I got to college and I shaved my head and I was like, I had bought a hat because I was afraid that when I shaved my head I was going to look like a retard and have to go around wearing a hat all the time. I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, wow, I look kind of like that Ed Kowalczyk guy. I could probably get laid like this.
Hmm. And so you did.
I did, and it was like the beginning of my new life. Good old Live. Yeah. Live was an REM ripoff of the highest order.
Yeah.
And you had to be an REM fan to understand that at the time. But yeah, he was like, oh, look at me. I had long hair until my band's first album, and then I shaved it, and then we started singing about Jesus, which REM didn't do.
Yeah.
Now I'm confused about
my
own.
Wait, the band Live started singing about Jesus?
Live is super Jesus-y.
No, they're not at all.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
They are.
recognize that at all. You hear the dolphins cry? Oh, the dolphin is Jesus!
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, I see
no,
now.
Get that? No.
No, that whole album is about Eastern religion.
Whatever.
There's a
Eastern minus the N plus Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, it's a you don't know anything about anything.
throwing copper.
I disagree, sir.
Throwing copper is like nailing pennies to a cross.
Better than you do. And a Christian band would not have a song called Shit Town.
But what if it was... But what?
No. Sorry.
But what about if...
DC Talk never had a song called Shit Town.
So that must mean that live
mental
is...
Mental Jewry. I get it now. I get it.
Mental Jewry.
Mental Jewry. Secret Samadhi. The Samadhi is Jesus. Lakini's juice is Jesus' juice.
Jesus was a Jew.
Gesundheit. Jesus was a what?
I really don't see the Christian overtones.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
Well. Terrible says, the other day that Futurama episode with Windmills Do Not Work That Way was on, and it reminded me of you. And thank you for recommending Dominion. My friends and I really enjoy playing it. Dominion kind of rules. We gotta play Dominion before you leave.
Yeah,
so
no,
that you can then go home and buy Dominion
game.
And play it at your own house.
It is okay. A fun game.
What kind of is it? We established that it is a board game?
It is a card game. But it's a board game.
Okay, now
game.
I remember that.
Without a board.
Alright, so Fineldar says something like a dick and interesting. I know Jake talks off and on about cutting up Seaside Town into multiple towns, but this is a bad idea. Jake says new players are scared and confused by the sudden gigantic opening of Seaside Town, but it isn't that big of an opening, and it isn't scary nor confusing. I actually enjoyed exploring Seaside Town my first day. I got a feel for what the game was about. Even if it does help new players, it hinders every single person in the game who plays from the day before that change goes in, and only helps the newbies after day two, at which point they have to remember which of the four towns to go to just to do the basics. Just throwing that out there, because you talk about it sometimes, that it's an awful, awful idea for everybody.
He's kind of got a point.
No.
You think?
No.
I honestly don't know. One of the reasons that it hasn't been done yet is because I'm not entirely sure that it is a good idea.
Yeah.
I feel like thematically a bunch of stuff does not belong in Seaside Town. The dungeon full of dungeons does not belong in Seaside Town.
But it belongs in Seaside Town because it's been in Seaside Town for 5 years.
Well, the dungeon full of dungeons is definitely moving out because that's becoming its own thing, and that's fine. It's that is leaving Seaside Town because of like good solid content reasons.
Hmm.
I mean, I honestly don't know. Like this is one of those things where
the mall will always have its own link.
I don't know what the right.
But
thing
seriously,
is.
Though, the mall will always have its own link. So whether it's in Seaside Town or not doesn't matter.
He thinks of town in terms of this like sort of fundamental functionality that it has, right? And I don't know if other people think about it like that. Mm-hmm. Like in my mind, it is good that there is this town link that goes to town. Like, I think that what would be just as satisfying to me is if town for new players went through some sort of unlocking process where there was a quest that explained what stuff was to them, right? Like, it's just... I personally would not want to play a game where you were like, alright, here's this game, and now you've created a character, and you can fight some monsters in this zone, and now you can go to this zone and see that you're not always fighting monsters, whatever. Like, you know, you're introduced to the mechanics of this game, and now here's 30 things, right? And that's what bothers me about Seaside Town, because there are, like, 30 things to do in Seaside Town. And...
Man, more than that, I think.
I don't think there's more than 30 things in Seaside Town. I don't know. What happens when you start playing the game?
I don't know. I don't play this game.
There are like 25 things, I would say, in Seaside Town.
Well, let's take a look. All right, I go to Seaside Town, and there are, you know, there are 8 things.
Well, right, but the the right and the wrong side of the
one,
tracks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I mean, there's 10 in Market Square alone if you don't count the fountain.
8 on the wrong side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on the right side. So that's 17. The Hall of Records is kind of its own thing, which...
isn't really a thing
it,
to do.
That, you know, that... I think it is fair to say that that does not belong really in town. What did I say? 16? 17?
17.
So 17, 18, 19. The council is 20. Clan district isn't really a thing.
Well, I mean, it's a thing a new person sees and then clicks on.
Sure. But I mean, that's kind of fine. Like, the clan district being a thing where you go and see clans that you can join, like, that's okay. You know,
cool if clans had graphics like stores.
The whole dividing up Seaside Town is one of those things where I'm honestly not sure whether I am too far up my own ass or not to understand what the right thing is, right? And so I appreciate feedback like Feneldar's, although Feneldar is an asshole, so he is not ever going to give us feedback that I will respect. what do you think, Scully?
I'm still kind of on the fence about it. So am I.
Like,
you know, I'm always ambivalent about changes to the game and tend to come around on them. I do think that people who are used to navigating on the map screen are going to have issues with a bunch of stuff changing on the map screen.
And honestly, you know, Hot Stuff, you and I hung out at Austin and we talked to those Tibia guys and it was all about maintaining the existing player base, maybe at the expense of accessibility for the new players, and like, you know, where does that weigh in? Like,
but those were Germans.
Yeah, they're Germans, so they don't know. They're just always fixing shit when it's broken instead of buying a new one.
And taking over Poland.
Yeah. No, I saw it in their eyes. They were like, we want Poland. Too bad they don't take over Norwegia. Because maybe they could run EVE Online in a way that Njarl Sjarbelsen is all fucking it up. I love it when I get drunk and make fun of Scandinavians.
Yeah, that's my adopted family right there.
Yeah.
I feel like they've got the highest standard of living in the world.
Do they?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all because of the economy of EVE Online.
No, it's because of the...
They live in hotels
saunas.
Made of ice.
It's
so compared
saunas.
To living in a hotel made of ice, they all have a very high...
They've got very high, satisfaction with their lives.
My people are originally from Sweden. Maybe I should go back there.
Yeah.
And I could be like, hello, I'm
here to join your bikini team.
I'm Targ Jarvoldsen. I could change my name to Targ Jarvoldsen and see if I could fit in with CCP.
Is that like the Icelandic version of Turd Ferguson?
Yes. It is exactly like the Icelandic version of Turd Ferguson.
Wait, why Ferguson and not Fartison?
Because it's Turd Ferguson. That's the
joke.
That
would just be silly.
Yeah. Turd Fartison is retarded, you asshole. What's wrong with you? The sarcastic one says, I have a question for the radio show. Is the number 68 trophy capable of attainment without the help of other players? By a new player? I mean, how is it possible that there could be a trophy that was not attainable without the help of other players? Like, how... is there a way that we could make a trophy that required multiple people to acquire?
Yeah, there was that... The Toastdeeb trophy is like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Riff. Awesome. Score.
I think that is the trophy that is multiple.
Yeah, players. I can't think of another way. I guess maybe an MMG trophy.
Oh,
someone else says, hey, Jick. Hey, cheesecake shotgun.
Cheesecake shotgun.
It's like cheesecake truck.
GigaShadow555 says, why is there no special message for take boat in the strange leaflet? I don't fucking... Why is there no pickup phone booth? Extirpator says, how about putting a version of Gorgolok in the sea?
No.
Virgo Luck in the Sea?
No, we've got plans for...
Yeah, we do. Pantsless says, thanks for suggesting Don't Shit Your Pants. It's pretty great. Scully, did you ever play Don't Shit Your Pants?
Great is not a word I would use to describe
it. It's pretty good.
It's funny, but it's not great.
Emiliana says, the natural instinct to talk in a higher octave to infants has to do with the fact that babies hear at a higher range than adults. I'm going to go ahead and say that that's some horse shit.
What I will say is that adults lose the ability to hear higher pitched sounds.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they'll have that teenager annoying noise.
Yeah.
When I saw that thing on Metafilter where they had the recordings of the two sounds that they would play, I could hear one of them and it was really annoying, but the second one I couldn't hear.
I never actually listened to them. I didn't bother to download the MP3s.
Because you were too afraid to test.
Yeah, you were afraid of finding out that you're old.
Yeah.
Riff's like a few months older than me. He's old as shit. That's the thing. At any point, people younger than me are like ingrateful whippersnapper bastards, and people older than me are like
old shit.
Old fags. Riff, you're an old fag.
Ooh.
Like Nathan Lane. Is Nathan Lane actually gay?
Yeah.
Do you have Brussels sprouts on your head?
I don't know what I have.
I thought that you were actually holding like an ice pack or something, but it's a frozen bag of Brussels sprouts.
Vegetables.
What is the matter with you? You're like the drunk guy in a New Yorker cartoon.
So don't ever give him a black eye, because he'll put a stake over it, and that will fill you with rage.
Xenotaku says, yes, it was John Cale who did the original song in the movie.
Yeah, I found out the only way to get that electronically is to buy the Scrubs soundtrack on iTunes, and then it's included with the album.
Really?
Yeah. Which would be fine, except I already have I'm No Superman, and that's kind of the only other song on there that I wanted.
What movie?
I have spaced it out completely. What's the name of that guy?
Colin Hay?
Colin Hay, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there
With
is.
With no context.
No, well...
I guess Scrubs. Yeah,
no context other than exactly enough context for you to determine what I was talking about. I guess if that's what you mean by no context, and you want to think of yourself as some impressive guy who comes up with stuff without any context, then yes, you could ignore the context and say that there was none. Good job, hot stuff! No one M says, what do you mean Arial is the best font? Helvetica is the best! No! Yeah. Helvetica is for queers.
Garamond.
Right, Riff?
Garamond is where it's at.
Syntax is a great font. Underutilized.
To be fair, there's not a documentary about Arial the way there is a documentary about Helvetica.
Is there a documentary about Helvetica?
Yeah, it's called Helvetica. I'm not kidding. I know that seems like me just
Wasn't
trying to bait you into feeling stupid.
Wasn't there an animated feature about Arial, though?
Ah...
Like the little mermaid.
Yeah. Little merm.
I spelled incorrectly.
Whatever.
No one M says, oh, did you know you can now put custom images on M&Ms? You should get the Sword and Martini guy printed up for KOLCon, although they are ungodly expensive. Yeah, remember when we were looking at custom Pez dispensers?
Yeah.
You could only buy them a million at a time. Ah, that was great. Xenotaku says, this gives good info on why the song was changed on the Shrek soundtrack. And then there's a link to the Wikipedia article.
Yeah, I read that on the Monday show.
Oh.
During the Monday show that
Which
John
song?
Cale was under Hallelujah.
Which one?
Hallelujah. The dude who did it in the original movie was under contract with Warner Brothers, so they couldn't put the song on the soundtrack.
Rufus Wainwright?
So then they got Rufus Wainwright.
Yeah, they had Rufus Wainwright re-record it.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were asking if I was Wainwright.
No, Riff is Wainwright.
Riff is Wainwright.
I had no
Riff
idea.
Is Wainwright.
Invariel says, would it be worth it to add an inventory section for familiar hatchlings? It's annoying to have to scan through all the miscellaneous items and the quest items to find all of them. I actually thought when I was dicking around with the new item of the month, I thought that there was an inventory section for familiars.
Oh, really?
But there's not.
There's the miscellaneous section, which is where they go.
Yeah.
There's a mall section for them now.
There is a mall section for them now.
The thing is, they're not the kind of thing that you that linger in your inventory in general.
Yeah, but I could see creating an inventory section for familiars because they are the kind of thing that if you get one, you are doing nothing except going to your inventory and then using it.
Sure.
Right. So having it pop up at the top like gift items, like a section for familiars, I think is actually a good idea.
Okay.
Because how often do you spend?
Are there any familiar proto familiars that are used for anything else?
No.
At this point.
No.
We had talked about doing something with them, but
we talk about all kinds of things, hot stuff.
That's true.
We don't do them. Several people asked me about Possumancer Ghosts as an auto attack. We've been working on Possumancer Ghosts here lately,
but not auto attack.
Yeah, we got waylaid by Item of the Month, and it's shaping up.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's good. It's good. I'm confident in it now. I wasn't before today, but after our meeting here in the living room today, here in the trailer park, I feel pretty good about the Item of the Month. I feel like it is very much going to be a couple of days late on account of we're a bunch of shiftless fuck ups.
February is a short month. Give us some.
I know. We're spending so much time focusing on Black history that we can't do our jobs.
Yeah. Plus, the original familiar that we came up with that was all about Black History Month, we ran it by some Black people.
It never showed up for work.
I was just going to say that it ended up that we were actually being incredibly racist. Yeah. So, I thought a tar baby was cool, familiar. I don't think it's about being Black. I think it's about being covered in tar. But apparently,
the familiar item was feathers.
Slavok says, "Good Thursday to you, gentlemen. The mall search revamp. Did the exceedingly lengthy discussion I sent to you, Jake, help prompt this? If so, woo! It sort of did. We were already in the middle of revamping the mall search when you did it, and a lot of your suggestions were kind of stupid." I mean, sorry, but
if we're not going to put a tax on the mall, I'm sorry. That's just
there's a lot of stuff that we just can't.
It's just historically, if we had built the game with that in mind, sure. Jake wanted to revamp them all for.
Yeah, no, I had been talking about this for a long, long time, and then there was one Friday, which I guess was maybe like 3 weeks ago. So I've got this weird thing, right, where like
where you can't tell time.
No,
it was like last week.
So like time is passing super fast in general, if you ask me. But then at work, if I talk about having done something and I say, yeah, that was like a month ago. Hot Stuff will say, no, that was like 4 days ago. And I will say,
yesterday.
That was like 4 days ago. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I've got this combination of, like, overall in my life, time is passing really fast, you know? And it's like that whole, like, you, Mr. Skullhead, you're going to be like, oh, Oliver grew up so fast. Mm-hmm. Right? Because time is just rocketing by like a goddamn bullet train to the grave.
Two satellites
and yet somehow
to hit each other.
And yet somehow I will do something at work, and then the next day I will be like, God, that was like a month ago. But no, it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Although there is that one day on the first of the month when you're like, we haven't done anything this entire month.
No, that's true. Yeah, no, stop it, man. No. I'm not going to say stop talking. I'm going to say start talking and, like, being funny and making sense.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I know. ACM says, speaking of talking stupidly to babies, I recently made the analogy to this XKCD cartoon, and then it was, like, the proximity to a cat and how smart you sound.
You're a kitty.
Yeah.
What about simple dot?
I've been making a point of trying to just speak English to the kid.
We can make.
You were a champion with that kid. You picked him up and you held him and you talked to him and he looked at you. It was great. You were great with the kid.
No.
Wikipedia article.
You're welcome to rear my child.
Understand? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about simple.wikipedia.com.
No, I'm taking it a step further and like
baby.wikipedia.com, yeah, like Wikipedia for babies.
Infants.
I mean, the thing
is,
like,
just be like contrasting colors and shapes.
Yeah. That explain the concepts. That'd be awesome.
When I was back home, I lived around a large enough family that like it's not like my first rodeo with the baby. You know? I grew up around a lot of people who were having kids at odd intervals. So I hung out around a lot of babies. You know.
You know, the one thing you did wrong though was taking my baby to the rodeo.
That's yeah.
Riding the bull with the baby was
yeah. You know, and I thought, you know, this is only going to take like 8 seconds, but I was wrong.
Because you did so well.
Yeah. Wow. We got like 20 minutes left of radio.
Excuse me.
Linguini Lad says, "Hey, Jack, I got every trophy in the Don't Shit Your Pants game except for the inevitable and holding off the inevitable. Any clues to doing that?" It took Hot Stuff coming in to suggest to me, and this is weird because I am a guy. I don't know if our listeners know this about me, but I'm a guy who I will periodically rip some ass if you ask my wife or my friends. Whether or not I'm the kind of guy around whom they can feel comfortable that nobody is going to rip a bunch of ass that ruins their day, they will say no. I am not comfortable with the assessment of Jake as a guy who will not rip a bunch of ass and ruin our day. Because I rip a lot of ass
between our two offices.
We do. We have a ceasefire where Hot Stuff will not fart in my office and I will not fart in Hot Stuff's office. Because otherwise, we just act. It's not like we're being mean to each other, or you know, sort of enacting some sort of juvenile war. It's that we can't help it. I will be over there, and hey, since I'm here, I'm gonna talk to you, and I'm gonna
beans.
Yeah. Maybe if I'm drinking a cup of coffee, I'll bring the cup of coffee in there and sip it, and you know, I'll drop some ass because that's just what I do. But I mean, you know, my wife just gets angry at me for farting all the time, and that's how I deal with it. You know, I don't, what am I going to do? I'm going to stop farting. Yeah, right. 8673. Yeah, right. See? You get the drinking out of cups. That's a joke.
Why is that still funny?
Some people got that. It's still funny because it's still funny.
Because it's awesome.
It is awesome. ACM says, "Have you guys ever heard of the game Dark Castle, which was a black and white arcade style adventuring game for the Mac in the 1980s?
Yep. And you had to like aim and throw. It was a pain in the ass. It was hard.
It was a hard game.
It was good.
It was a Mac game.
Yep. Yeah.
What did it look like? Was it?
It was. I don't want to say it's a platformer, but you would walk into the screen and there'd be like bats and stuff, and you had to like throw stuff at them, but you had to like choose an angle and then throw."
It was tricky. You moved
so
with the keyboard.
So it was like a scorched earth RPG.
You moved with the keyboard and aimed with the mouse.
Yeah.
It was... Your guy had hit, as you moved the mouse, your guy's arm would move, and then when you push the button, he'd throw a rock.
Anyway, Linguini Lad, sorry.
It was fun.
To get back to your inability to get those last two achievements and Don't Shit Your Pants, try farting.
Yeah,
that was the insight that Hot Stuff provided to me. Try farting, he said, and I said that's a great idea.
And then he said, "No, I meant in the game."
Master Gee says, "How come there is no mini description for some items in the new mall search, such as the Talisman of Bayo or a Mr. Accessory?"
What?
Yeah, probably accessories don't have the little italicized description in the. It's funny watching people complain about the new mall search.
I can understand wanting the...
Order all of the items by price.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah,
that's
so
the one. That's the one thing that our new search is
that's
missing.
One thing that is actually gone. But, you know... I came up with a new way of considering these changes that we make in the way that people complain about them. Consider an alternate world in which we had started with the new one and we replaced it with the old one.
Wow, yeah.
Right? How much would people complain about that? Right? You think about that, you're like, wow, yeah, no, we rule. we're better than anyone who has ever done anything ever.
Imagine a world in which the mall search...
The search is way better.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah.
You honestly believe it? Because a lot of times I make decisions that you don't like, and those are bad decisions. Like,
this continues like the C.D. Moyer interface improvement, which I know some people don't like, but I'm not sure why.
Yeah, but this one was all me.
Yeah.
I just had C.D. Moyer make it
this
work.
This is you working in the C.D. Moyer vein.
I wrote this shit, man. I did all this, and then I was like, hey, C.D. Moyer, fix all these little fiddly bits of this.
I don't even have to go into the store to buy the stuff.
That was Hot Stuff's idea, because he was like, you know, people are going to be really pissed if we change this. We need to give them something. He was like, how about if we give them the ability to buy from Search as a peace offering, as an olive branch, as a wreath of laurels, as a
wreath of Franklin.
Roosevelt Franklin?
Yes.
He learned the days of the week from Mobody Mosley. No, wait, it was the days of the month that he learned. No, the months of the year that he learned from Mobody Mosley.
Mobody Mosley.
Did you ever hear the Roosevelt Franklin album?
No, what
it's fucking amazing. It was the Sesame Street record that they released that was like the jive talking black Muppet teaching everybody some real simple shit that people ought to already have understood by the time they got a record player.
Right.
Yeah. Pretentious Artist had a copy of it. We listened to it. He was all scriggity scriggity scratching it while mixing it with some dance music. That's what he was doing with it. Dio says, "Hey guys, any chance of an account option to turn the mall back to the old system? I love all the regular updates. Keep up the real work, the great work. Dio is a guy who has been sending letters and money in the mail for like 5 years.
In the mail?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Dio is one of a handful of players with whom I honestly feel like I have, albeit a one-way one, an actual personal relationship with, because he's sent a lot of letters with some money in them.
Are they like perfumed?
No, I think he's a dude. No, I think he's a dude who isn't into dudes. I mean, he could be into dudes, but he's not into me. He's not like sending me letters with perfume on them. But huh.
Why don't we get perfume?
Him wanting the old mall search, you know, that means a little more than some people wanting the old mall search. But
I'm fixated on this whole why are we not getting a lot of perfumed letters kick. Because we're all attached at this point. Is that the problem?
Are we? There's no one single working on this game, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Messed up.
It is messed
up. We are not leveraging our God-given rights as video game designers.
Even the new czar starting in a couple of weeks is relatively well attached.
Yep.
Every single person. C.D. Moyer's married. Yep. I'm married. Scully's married.
With kid.
When are you going to be married? Riff, when are you getting married? Why can't you be more like Mr. Skullhead?
I'm not bald enough.
Who? You're not tall enough, motherfucker.
Damn, Gina. Yeah, let's go there. Okay, all right. Now is Hot Stuff. Why can't you be more like Mr. Skullhead? Let's see what the core of this one is.
I'm not Minnesotan enough.
You're not gay enough, motherfucker. Wait.
Ah, boy. Psychosis 730 says, "What's with all the newbie love on the radio recently? The first time I listened, I was treated to a lovely discussion on puppy smashing factories, courtesy of Riff and Zeno." Yeah, there's a lot less brutality on the radio since Zeno's gone.
A lot more drunkenness now that I'm here a lot.
His chair, Zeno's chair, is now occupied by the Pretentious Artist, who's at his desk and never on the radio and not nearly
his
as...
His region of space.
Yeah, I was going to say, his chair is outside.
Yeah, no, his chair is out disintegrating. And that we were having a discussion earlier about how we need to take that chair and break it into small enough pieces to throw away.
You could leave it in the back of the truck.
Let somebody steal it?
I was thinking more like if it were a ceramic chair.
Oh, yeah. Now we're telling a story, but this may have come up on the radio in the past when Doc Galactic and I were trying to dispose of the toilet from my old house. We just threw it in the back of my truck and drove recklessly until it beat against the edges of the bed of the truck and got ground down to powder.
Such a bizarrely inefficient way of disposing.
Yeah, but it was fun. You
I would have thrown it out of like a building, maybe, or something. I don't even know.
We could have launched it out of the trebuchet.
Yeah.
All right, Skilly, you haven't even seen the trebuchet.
I haven't seen
your
trebuchet.
It's out in the backyard. I'll have to show it to you.
Yeah.
You have to get some citrus.
Can we fire some things
fire
from
it?
We could probably fire something into the neighbor's yard.
You got lots of lemons, I hear.
Oh yeah, that is the truth.
Can we use your trebuchet as a lemon launcher?
Yeah. That was our inaugural fruit. Or maybe an orange was, actually.
Can I toss your fruit
you
salad?
Can also, if we get home and I'm still feeling as frisky as I am now, maybe we can go on a scorpion hunt.
There's scorpions?
The house is in a field of scorpions.
Are there any scorpions in the room where my baby's sleeping?
We have never found a scorpion in the room where your baby is sleeping. So you don't have to pull a like Keno in the Pearl.
Are there
and bash the scorpion to death with your own? Have you ever read the Pearl?
No.
Yeah.
Are there any dingoes in the room where my baby is staying?
In the Pearl, the main character of the Pearl like beats a scorpion to death with his fists because the scorpion is threatening his baby.
With his fists?
You should read the Pearl while you're at my house.
Then you can read the Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I could listen to Pearl Jam.
And then you can watch any of our collection of movies about girls with pearl necklaces.
Yeah, I thought that was vastly entertaining that your wife said, yeah, interesting, you can browse our DVR, but there's a lot of porn on there, and I went, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot.
No, yeah, that was really entertaining, because you might think, hey, Jake, why would you put a DVR full of porn in the downstairs TV that your company watches? And I would answer, well, gosh, I'm glad you asked. Turns out what happened is that the downstairs DVR quit working, so we moved the upstairs private bedroom DVR to the downstairs, and then I turned it off as I left the room, and Mr. Skullhead made a joke about it. Oh, that's okay. I didn't want to watch any more TV. And I was like, yeah, whatever, fuck you, and I walked off, because I was thinking, yeah, he doesn't want to watch any more TV on account of this DVR has a whole shitload of porn on it. And I don't want anybody to see that. And then, luckily, my wife was like, hey, I'm going to be polite and turn the DVR back on for our company, who can flip through... Yep, turns out just hours and hours and hours of porn on there.
Yeah, because I'm a Mormon missionary who's so easily offended by porn and would embarrass you for having it.
No, you know, it's...
We have porn on our own there if we pay for the channel.
It has nothing to do with you. That's the thing. If I were to say, hey, Mr. Skullhead, buddy of mine since high school, I got a big porn collection. How do you feel about that? You would say, oh, I got a big porn collection myself. I feel pretty okay about that. But when it actually comes down to, like, hey, here we are, you know, kind of pretending to be adults in this house. And here's a room that you can be in that I promise isn't full of a tremendous amount of porn that you will find without even really trying. You know? Yeah.
But I would like...
Why would you promise that? That's not true. Any room in your house.
I guess that's a good point. I'm not nearly as grown up as I think I am.
I really wanted to actually watch some of the porn on that TV though, because
a lot of it
would be
funny.
Goddamned near life size too.
It would be. And a lot of that porn was picked entirely based on the name.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I've never been to Brazilian Nympho Island, but but I'm really curious as to what life is like on Brazilian Nympho Island.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of Nympho Islands.
I mean, but is it just like the Brazilian style of waxing?
Yeah, no. I mean, well, really, that's what you get everywhere. I mean, the whole world is Brazilian in that regard nowadays. It's only when you watch movies from the 80s that
70s.
No, 80s still had that going.
I thought in 80s they had like the Mohawks.
Landing strip, man. Landing strip.
The landing strip, yeah.
I see.
That was before September 11th. God. After that, it became politically incorrect
to have
make airplane references in your porn,
or to have like shaved in a like a little New York skyline.
Just having two landing strips side by side, and
one of them on fire.
Yeah, I painted my penis to look like an airplane, and.
And then the girl died. I don't understand.
I will never forget. Never forget.
I won't either. Princess Avariella says, "Chick, I'm a pretty princess who collects pretty flowers is another feature of our DVR. Pretty please, can we have some sort of combat adventure that drops pretty flowers? Pretty please." Yeah, pretty flowers are like a weird kind of abandoned thing in the game right now, because you can get them from PvP. Shanty says, "How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb?" And let's see if Shanty provides an answer.
Two, but how'd they get in there?
That's flies.
No, it's also surrealists.
Yeah, the other surrealists one is
a fish.
No, well, fish, and then one to change the light bulb and one to fill the bathtub with brightly colored German machine tools.
Right, right.
Nice.
I always heard bicycles. Brightly colored bicycles. I don't know. Pretty much whatever anybody says, though, I hear brightly colored bicycles.
Colmo D says, "So now that the G1 has paid apps, any thought to one for the G1 and the iPhone that can play KOL? CD Moyer wrote an iPhone chat app for KOL, but I don't think it ever actually got approved."
He keeps using it, though.
Did he submit it?
Yeah, he did. He did submit it, and that was like a month ago, and I haven't heard anything about it.
It may just be a really long lag time. They've probably got a bazillion apps being
submitted. It's weird. I keep seeing on like websites that talk about iPhone games, like, oh yeah, version 1.1 of this game is totally about to come out because we've submitted it to the App Store, and then there's another announcement like 2 weeks later when it actually comes out. So I don't know. I don't know.
But has it actually been a month, or has it been 4 days?
Process. Like, oh yeah. Yeah, time is weird.
Speaking of time.
King Stupid says, "Psst, Riff, talk Jick into making a Wally-esque familiar that can pulverize and removes beaten up by repairing you. Come on, Disney doesn't have to know. It's okay. Cool.
Hey, Jick.
Yes?
You should make a familiar that's like Wally and pulverizes things, and then I've forgotten the rest of what he said.
He said to tell Disney about it.
No. Don't tell
I'm pretty sure that was the thing that he said to not do.
To not.
Hey, Jake.
Disney's really good.
Yes.
You know what's over?
The radio show?
Yeah.
We have like a minute.
Do we?
As long as Schmitty's been trying to hit that.
Wow.
Yeah, you shut up. I mean,
meant for each other.
I love you, wife. All right. We'll go out on like a 5 minute song and just pretend that the next DJ is ready, and then by the time it's time to go. No,
ballsy.
He's fine. He checked in.
It's like Jay-Z.
All right. We'll see you. We'll see you kids on Monday. Monday we'll be doing a Monday.
Show.
We'll be doing a Jick and Scully show from the cozy
buff.
Confines of my own office. We'll both be in the same room, and we'll be in each other's arms, caressing one another in the nude,
looking longingly,
yeah,
having geared up for it by watching a bunch of porn on a huge TV.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you later.
Have a good week, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
I would try it like a leg on charm.
Awa,
for to sing so in this an arm charm.
Awa,
Sibona, Wense, Gaganja.
Awa,
Amanda Basane.
She's a rich girl. She don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta na na, ta na na na.
She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds. And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes." On aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
na 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 na